With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Recounts have been requested in two Montana legislative races from the November 6th election. The Great Falls Tribune reports recount petitions were filed yesterday with the Secretary of State's office by two Democratic candidates challenging results in the House District 22 race in Great Falls and House District 51 race in Billings. Dana Corson, Elections Director for Secretary of State Corey Stapleton, says recount petitions were received from Laura Deaver for the House District 22 race and from Daryl Wilson in the House District 51 race. Deaver ran against GOP incumbent Lola Sheldon Galloway, who as of Wednesday led with 1,882 votes to 1,868 for Deaver. Wilson ran against incumbent Republican Frank Fleming, who was leading 1,838 to 1,821 as of Wednesday. A Montana man has been convicted of assaults on minors for beating his girlfriend's sons with a belt and then rubbing hot sauce in their eyes. The children testified against Robert Matthew Holguin Jr. of Great Falls Tuesday. Jurors found him guilty yesterday. Defense attorney Victor Bonitsky argued the boy's mother, Mandy Marie McElwain, gave Holguin permission to discipline the children and witnessed it. Child welfare workers placed the boys, then 5 and 8, in foster care in 2016. Holguin was taken into custody with sentencing set for January 7th. Senators Steve Daines and John Tester threw their support behind an effort to revive the Land and Water Conservation Fund today. The fund expired in September. U.S. Senate and House attempts to permanently reauthorize it have languished since. Since the 1960s, LWCF has harnessed government revenue from offshore oil and gas leases to increase recreation opportunities and access to public lands. It's widely considered a feat of bipartisan cooperation. At an outdoor press conference in Washington, D.C. Thursday morning, Republican Daines joined several of his GOP and Democratic colleagues in making the case to permanently reauthorize and fully fund LWCF at $900 million. Annually.
It costs the taxpayer zero. This should not be a tough debate, but that's the debate we're in right now. And as Corey said, let's get these lame ducks to start flying. Let's get this done before the end of the year. We need to finish the job.
Democratic Senator Tester said reauthorizing LWCF should be Congress's top priority.
We were here 6-8 months ago. We were talking about the same issue on a day that was a little bit warmer than this. And I'll tell you, we're here today. And we need to get this done.
LWCF has funded nearly $580 million for projects in Montana like the Tenderfoot Creek land acquisition and a conservation easement spanning 8,500 acres along the Rocky Mountain front. Montana senators Thursday also promoted the Yellowstone Gateway Protection Act that would permanently bar new mining on National Forest System land outside Yellowstone National Park. Colin Davis is a founding member of the Yellowstone Gateway Business Coalition, a group of hundreds of Park County land and business owners supporting that proposal.
We're more determined than ever. We're very enthusiastic. We're very hopeful. It's a Christmas present we're waiting for.
Davis says Montana's entire delegation is dedicated to ensure passage of these bills before Congress adjourns for the Christmas break. If the bills fail to pass next month, they'd have to be reintroduced next year and repeat the entire legislative process.
With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. A federal judge has denied a new trial for a man convicted of murdering a woman on Montana's Crow Indian Reservation. Attorneys for defendant DiMarzio Suede Sanchez had accused the government of withholding evidence discovered on a cell phone they said could have helped his case. But a U.S. district judge said in a Monday ruling that prosecutors had disclosed the existence of the phone once they learned about it. The judge added that a calendar entry on the phone referencing the death of victim Roiland Rideshorse did not undermine other evidence of Sanchez's guilt. Rideshorse died 2 months after being strangled, doused with gasoline, and lit on fire in June of 2016. Sentencing for Sanchez is scheduled for December 21st. Two accomplices previously pleaded guilty in the case.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. A Montana tribe has rejected an agreement with the Department of Agriculture that would allow the transfer of a small group of wild bison from Yellowstone National Park to the Fort Peck Indian Reservation. Majel Russell, an attorney for the Fort Peck tribes, says the reason for the refusal is that the agreement would limit the involvement of the tribes in the bison quarantine process.
This latest agreement that's been proposed would limit the tribes to just the assurance testing, which is the end phase of quarantine, rather than allowing the tribe to do phase two and phase one.
The purpose of the three-part bison quarantine is to prevent the spread of brucellosis to cattle. Many of Yellowstone's elk and bison are known to carry the disease. But a 2017 National Academy of Sciences study found that wild elk are the primary source of brucellosis infections among cattle in the greater Yellowstone area, and there has not been a documented case of bison transmitting it to cattle in the wild. Fort Peck has newly built quarantine facilities, which Russell says could accommodate more animals than the facilities currently in use outside Yellowstone National Park.
We don't think the facilities there are large enough to accommodate all the buffalo that are coming out, and so it's going to limit the number of buffalo that actually make it to assurance testing at Fort Peck. That's what we're concerned about.
The disagreement over where the stages of quarantine should take place marks another setback in years of efforts to restore Yellowstone bison to tribal lands that would otherwise be sent to slaughter. I'm Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio.